Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Did you guys hear this audio? Joe Biden phoned it in. First, he breaks up with America via text message. And then he phones it in on this rally for Kamala as she not only stages a coup for the presidential campaign for the Democrats, but then she literally takes over his campaign office and removes his name from the door and puts her name on the door. By the way, I've got to give credit where credit's due here. Jackie Heinrich is going to have a report from Rehoboth Beach, Delaware for Fox News later this morning. The president broke up with America in what was effectively a text, a letter released on X. That's how petty this guy is. What has Joe Biden ever sacrificed for America, by the way? He has done nothing but profit off of his time in Washington, D.C. Donald J. Trump is the one who has sacrificed, nearly lost his own life for this country, too. Look at everything they've taken from him. Look at the money they've stolen from this man. So, yeah, again, to what Joe Concha had to say, Oh, Joe Biden, look at what he did. He put the betterment of the country ahead of himself. Joe Biden has never put the country ahead of himself or his family. Joe Biden, just like John Tester, too, by the way, John Tester has profited immensely off of his years in Washington, D.C. While he shut down Colstrip 1 and 2, while he shut down the Keystone Pipeline, while he shut down timber mills. But boy, he's done well for himself back there, hasn't he? Anyway, let me see. I had a text message here. Let me play this audio real fast before we get to the first news and weather break here coming up. Listen closely. See if you catch this. Charlie Kirk pointed this out via Instagram when Joe Biden called into Kamala's campaign headquarters.
It is so good to hear our president's voice. Joe, I know you're still on the call. And we've been talking every day.
Let me go back. We're going to circle back. That's right, Saki. Joe, it's so great to hear you on the...
It is so good to hear our president's voice. Joe, I know you're still on the call. And we've been talking every day. You guys heard it from Doug's voice. We love Joe and Jill. We really do. They truly are like family to us. And we need everybody here to
It's neutral.
I knew you were still there. You're not going anywhere, Joe.
I'm watching you, kid.
I love you, Joe.
Oh. Could that not be more phony? I love you, Joe. Ha, ha, ha. Do you need me to pull the knife out of your back? Did she sip on her Stanley Cup afterwards? It's so great to hear you on the recording, the recall, as people were wondering if the guy was still alive or not.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Republican House and Senate members eluded questions from the Congressional Press Corps for years when former President Trump did or something outrageous, or at least just made news. "I don't read the tweets," was the famous reply of former House Speaker Paul Ryan. Others made themselves scarce to reporters, but if you spoke frankly to those GOP members, many would say candidly they didn't like former President Trump or didn't support him. He just had to finesse it in public. Suddenly, congressional Democrats face a similar dilemma. Most Democrats love President Biden, but privately many just believe he's no longer up to the task. So they give opaque statements about President Biden or don't directly endorse Mr. Biden's bid but declare, "I'm with Joe." Such was the case in recent days when Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer deployed that phrase three times in less than a minute. Art of the deflection is one tool. Another option is not to respond to questions at all. That's why many Senate Democrats recently took a car from the Senate wing of the Capitol to meet with Biden officials in a building just a few hundred yards away. That way, they could dodge pesky reporters. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see some hazy sunshine across the area for today with high temperatures from around 96 in Bozeman to around 100, even some low 100s around the Billings area. For tonight, clear skies expected, low temperature readings back to about 63 in Bozeman, upper 60s in Billings. We'll see more sunny, hot conditions Wednesday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Fromble.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. We'll get back to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. We'll get back to your phone calls coming up after the 7:20 break here. Hey, real quick, was it just me or when you guys heard Kamala Harris laughing? Oh, we love you, Joe. Did she sound like Janice from Friends? You guys remember Janice from Friends? Let's see. Non Trong has this YouTube compilation for you.
Kill me now.
You guys tell me. You tell me. Is Kamala Harris just in so much joy over kicking Joe Biden to the curb that she's laughing like Janice from Friends? You tell me. All right, hey, let's jump into the phone lines here. This is really cool. If you guys haven't seen this story on our Montana Talks website yet, you got to go check this out. Here's the headline: crazy cool Montana business idea. Made from ammo cans. You got to check out the photos and more. We've got Brian Hemming with us, joining us from Belgrade right now. He's got Fitfo custom cans. Brian, hey, thanks for joining us this morning. Shank, thanks for sharing the photographs as well.
Hey, no worries, man. It was easy to do, and it was great to connect with you a couple weeks ago. Down here at the Timberland Lounge. Appreciate you making the trip and having a conversation with a bunch of us entrepreneur, business owners, and former military guys. It's a really, really cool conversation. It's kind of neat to see where it's headed with, you know, you being generous and sharing our story. And here I am on the radio Tuesday morning, bright and early. So
yeah.
Life is amazing.
Man, it was so cool. We were at this cigar lounge there in Bozeman, had a bunch of great, like as you mentioned, we had veterans, we had entrepreneurs, we had guys who fought addiction, we've had guys who fought PTSD, we had guys who grew up in Montana, we had guys who escaped the big cities so they could raise their families and fish and hunt in Montana. And I wish I could share every conversation that we had there, but hey, obviously, you know what, hey, you know, it was just an honor to get a chance to chat with so many of these great guys, but they said they introduced you. They said, "Yeah, he's a lacrosse coach." But what I really loved is I love this phrase that is not only the name of your company, but it's kind of like a phrase that you use about life. FITFO is the acronym. Now we can't use the full phrase on the show here, but for the Dan Bongino fans out there who know what FAFO is, let's just say FITFO is a similar fashion.
Oh yeah, very similar. Figure it the F out. And it really is a mantra. Everybody, anybody who's listening right now, you're doing it daily, no matter how big or small it is. It's something that is kind of ingrained in you, in us, as you look to be the best version of yourself. And I know from being an athlete and, you know, having parents, that phrase was yelled at me at different points in my life at different volumes. I remember distinctly my father, he's a colonel in the Marines, saying that to me, using the knife hands, you know, just kind of like coming at me across the room, and always kind of stuck with me. And but I think no matter what the situation is, you're always going to be there figuring it the F out, because the world changes daily, moments, like, and so you're never really settled, but figuring it the F out helps you become more settled. So yeah, super cool.
It's such a great way of thinking, because, you know, we talk a lot of politics on this show. Not all politics. We talk about a bunch of other stuff. But you know, we all despise this victimhood mentality in politics and dealing with government. But yet, how easy is it for all of us to adopt a victimhood mentality as a knee-jerk reaction to any situation that might be facing us? And so to just have this thought in the back of your mind, hey, figure it the F out, FITFO, it's such a great way of looking at things. You were telling us how you were complaining about something one day and one of your kids used the line against you.
Oh, yeah, completely. Like, I was sitting there, and like you said, like, it's very easy these days. I think the culture and society has allowed that to creep in of just, you know, being a victim and going around as like, oh, woe is me and this and that. It's like, you have to take accountability for all of your actions that have led to a result that you are happy with or unhappy with, and then move from there. And, yeah, something was going on in the house and whatever. And, my oldest son heard me kind of whinging and complaining a little bit. And he just looked at me and he's like, "Dad, FITFO it." And I was just
figure
like,
it out.
"Oh, I'm like, all right, there we go." You know, I had a fun dad son moment there. But yeah, I mean, that's what you have to do. I mean, you can sit around, play the victim, hope that something changes, hope that your situation improves, or you can FITFO it and start taking actions that gets you to a better spot.
Well, FITFO is not just kind of a guiding principle that you try to use for life, but it's also the name of this really cool Montana business that Brian Hemming started here as well. Brian, stand by if you can. We got to take a quick hard break here on this show, but definitely want to talk about, he basically turned ammo cans into cigar humidors. And then customizes them and everything. Really cool concept. We'll talk about that right after this.
This is Fox on Justice. They're trained to hunt down some of the most dangerous fugitives in the country. But recently, deputy U.S. Marshals throughout the country tracked down some of the most innocent people. Children. Named Operation We Will Find You Too, it's a nationwide effort to locate some of the 300,000 kids reported missing each year. Deputy U.S. Marshals involved say the children they're looking for out on the streets are at risk for trafficking, exploitation, and drug abuse. So there's a real sense of urgency to find the kids before they disappear for good. In total, U.S. Marshals rescued more than 200 throughout target areas like Phoenix, Arizona, South Florida, Northern California, and Western Michigan. The youngest found was just 5 months old. U.S. Deputy Marshals say after they locate a child, the state places them in a stable and safe environment. And if they run away again, they'll track them down again, whatever it takes to show them that someone cares and their life matters. In Los Angeles, Jeff Paul, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see some hazy sunshine across the area for today, with high temperatures from around 96 in Bozeman to around 100, even some low 100s around the Billings area. For tonight, clear skies expected, low temperature readings back to about 63 in Bozeman, upper 60s in Billings. We'll see more sunny, hot conditions Wednesday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
This is where Montana Talks at, with Lane Nordlund.
The U.S. has made a strong case under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement in the dispute with Mexico over genetically engineered corn. Doug McAuliffe, chief agriculture negotiator at the U.S. Trade Representative's Office, spoke during a recent National Corn Growers Congress in Washington, and he said that they will not rest on the issue until we get it done. He said it's critically important not just for corn growers, but farmers of all kinds. If they can do it with corn, they can do it with anything. He also said the U.S. cannot allow its trading partners to play fast and loose with the science. Both U.S. and Mexican officials were also given questions by the panel considering the matter, and both have responded. A decision is expected sometime this fall on the trade dispute. Looking to news here in the Big Sky State, 3% of the state's winter wheat crop has been harvested. That is a bit behind the five-year average of 7%, but I assume that's going to pick up steam here in just a few days. As for the winter wheat condition rating, 12% of the crop remains excellent, 35% good, 47% fair, and 6% of the crop rated poor. As for spring wheat, the crop's still looking pretty good with 5% rated excellent, 71% good, 19% fair, and 5% poor. I'm Lane Northland. Have a great day.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so I mentioned this in this story on our Montana Talks website, for those of you who served overseas in Iraq or Afghanistan, you know what I'm talking about. It's like, well, you couldn't really drink. Not that's the answer, right? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if for those of you that like to kick back and unwind, when you're in Iraq or Afghanistan, what can you really do to kick back and unwind and have some camaraderie with your fellow soldiers, sailors, airmen, or Marines? Well, having a cigar was one of the few things you could enjoy over there. And so I thought this was just so cool, hanging out with these fellow veterans and some incredible entrepreneurs in the Bozeman area. And we were at T.J. Montgomery's Timberline Cigar Lounge right there near the Rockin' T.J. Ranch. And before Brian Hemming with Fitfo Custom Cans even showed up, T.J. was like, oh, dude, you got to check this out. Check this thing out. You know, like the ammo cans that you had in the military, you're pulling your 5.56 out, you know, and you're loading your magazines and everything. Like, he says, this guy took the ammo cans and turned them into cigar humidors, but then he customizes them to where you can get, you know, imprints on these. You have photos on them, images, I mean, you name it. And so I've got some of the photos on our Montana Talks website right now. But, yeah, Brian, what a cool business concept. And it sounds like it's doing pretty well for you as well.
Yeah, you know, thanks. And, yeah, we're plugging along. You know, we're taking it day by day. And, you know, our main focus is, you know, when we work with our clients who reach out to us about creating a legacy piece to these ammo cams. Are custom powder coated, hand painted, airbrushed, lasered. You know, we've got a pretty broad toolkit to really customize these things and make them one of one functional pieces of artwork that you can literally take around the planet. And these things have gone around the planet. I've walked through airports with them. It's been my carry-on. You talk about a conversation piece when you're going through security, and here's a custom ammo can, you know, just really super clean, custom airbrushed, hand-painted. You know, you put that thing on the belt to go through the x-ray machine, and literally I've had it where, you know, other TSA agents are waving people, other TSA agents over to look at it on the x-ray machine. Then it comes out and they see what it is. And I'm like, yeah, it's all it is, the humidor. And they're like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing. And so, yeah, we've had these things travel around the country and then also go overseas with people as well. And it's cool. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, it's something that we kind of leaned into during a very hard time for our family as a way to fit forward and get us into a better situation. We recognized that nobody was coming to help us, and it was up to us to, you know, get it done. And this was one of the ways that we were able to navigate that time and really lean into, kind of the fit forward lifestyle and mindset.
Yeah, and that which really is the entrepreneurial mindset. Heck, it's the farmer rancher mindset. You know, you're too far out there. You just got to figure it out.
Yeah, and you know, like we were talking about earlier, like your situation changes daily, sometimes hourly, and you're just constantly pivoting, fit-foeing, and moving forward to be the best version of yourself and create the best situation for yourself and your family. I mean, nothing's static. Nothing stays the same. And if it does, it's not for long.
You said the word airbrush, and I'm glad you did, because that was how I was going to try to describe these. Is I remember the airbrush craze in the 1990s. I'm not going to tell you that I might have had an airbrushed basketball jersey that I wore on the basketball court, but like let's say if you wanted to get an image painted, an image of, you know, your favorite theologian or celebrity or whatever, you could airbrush this thing on the side of this ammo can. You've had like or if you're a big trout fisherman, you can have a rainbow trout colored ammo can. Really, it's kind of whatever you're thinking.
Yeah, and you know, we're very blessed. We have a very special team here at Fitzer. I mean, it's a family-run business, and my wife and my three kids, they're all involved with it at a certain level. And then our team, our artists, you know, our photographer, Jake Bennett, who captures these images, because God knows I've been trying to do it with my phone for a while, and they were okay. And then once Jake hopped on board, he really captures the essence of each can. Each can is truly unique. It's a one of one. And it's, we're just blessed with our team. You know,
yeah, the photos are great.
Brett McKinley, Jared Buckley, you know, the guys at my, you know, the guys that do our powder coating, Mike and Travis over at Montana Powder Coating. Like, we have a great team of people that delivers epic.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought on delivering epic. We're back in 60 seconds.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The American people may finally see Joe Biden today on his return to the White House. Still president, but no longer the Democrats' presidential nominee. We heard his voice yesterday phoning into the heir apparent Kamala Harris' visit to Delaware campaign headquarters.
The name has changed the top of the ticket, but the mission hasn't changed at all. And by the way, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be out there in the campaign with her.
In 30 hours, VP Harris has secured enough delegate pledges to become the Democrat nominee at the Chicago convention, raised $100 million, and now after George Clooney's endorsement. Harris campaigns in Milwaukee today, but there was no one at the airport to meet Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu on what he called a very important trip for Israel over the war with Hamas. He's still hoping to meet President Biden Thursday, and he hopes GOP candidate Donald Trump. America is listening to Fox News.
Wow, yeah, we'll weigh in on that report that not only was Joe Biden not there to greet our great friend and ally, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but Kamala Harris wants to be president but doesn't want to be presidential either. I'll weigh in on that. Plus, back to this Secret Service hearing from yesterday. Just shocking incompetence, which leads people to think maybe more. So, big stories we'll get back to. Plus, we'll get to your phone calls here. In fact, if you want to call in right now and get in the queue, you'll be first up, 406-294-0970. Brian Hemming with FITFO Custom Cans. Again, thanks for joining us this morning. You give a great shout out to your crew. So how much of this is all how much of this is all built right here in Montana? There's so many cool Montana businesses that people just don't even know about.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing is, like, where I'm standing right now in my home in Belgrade, I can walk to every person on our team's business who's a part of this at some level.
That's cool.
I mean, everything is right around us. And I think that truly is special. It's something that Aaron and I really believe in and support, is supporting small local businesses and being involved in our community.
Now, I think when I saw you, weren't you just like hand delivering one of these custom cans to like a former, NFL football player or something like that? I mean, see, you've got versions and more.
Later that week, I was flying down to Scottsdale, Arizona to hand off a custom can to John Madsen, who played in the NFL, and now he is in the fitness industry with Suprahuman and is doing amazing work, helping people transform their lives, like the winner mindset and matching and having the body to match that, like, pursuit of excellence. And so his can was truly special. Yeah, we did some stuff with his business logo, and then our artist did a great job capturing his image on the can as well with custom hand painting and airbrushing.
Well, what I love about it too is, like, you know, like you say, you can carry that thing anywhere. It's so durable that you could throw it in the back of your rucksack when you're going hunting. You can throw it, or fishing or whatever, or take it overseas with you. It, you know, it's like I got this hardcore 82 coffee company French press coffee thermos. Same concept. You could throw it in the back of your rucksack, and you know, I got what I need. I got coffee and maybe a cigar to wrap up the day with. Well, Brian Hemming with Fitfo Custom Cans, it was great meeting you. Great to have you. Thanks for calling into this show. And yeah, MontanaTalks.com if people want to see photographs and more.
Yes. Hey, Aaron, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity. Keep doing what you're doing. And appreciate you. Keep them, my man.
Hey, all right. Hope to link up with you guys again. What a great crew that we got to meet up with there. And a big thanks to TJ Montgomery for hosting us at the Timberline Lounge there on the Rockin' TJ Ranch near Four Corners. All right, back.
Talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. There was a message. Oh, there was a message from Joe in Helena. Dueling, is that you or was it another Joe in Helena? Either way, interesting point here by Joe in Helena. The GOP is way off on messaging. You can't say that Kamala Harris is unfit for the job while also calling for Biden to step down. Why give her Air Force One and all that? Way off. Yeah, that, Joe, I hear where you're coming from there because, man, I mean, it has been really bad under Joe Biden. I think Kamala would show us how it could get even worse than it's been under Joe Biden. But look, at the end of the day, is Joe Biden unfit for office? We all know the answer to that question. Is Kamala Harris unfit for office? Yes. Okay, well, let's go down to the third rung on the ladder then. Okay, if that one is unfit, if that one's unfit, who's next, right? But I think at the end of the day, right now, I think they have to. If Joe Biden is unfit to be the presidential candidate, how is he fit to be the president? And but you raise a good concern with just how dangerous things could get with Kamala sitting in that position. Let's see. Paul in Bozeman sent us a message. The timing of the attempted assassination of Trump is very suspicious because the attempt occurred before Trump picked his running mate, which would have made it difficult for the Republicans to find a replacement for Trump. You would have to wonder if the attempt wasn't orchestrated to happen before Trump picked his VP choice. That was from Paul in Bozeman. Jay in Billings apparently liked what our previous caller had to say. He says, FITFO is life's leadership training daily. It is our counter to the insanity presented to us as normal. Isn't it crazy? I mean, every week, it's something crazy, right? I don't know if you guys saw this on Facebook. I shared this, facebook.com/Flint Report. You know, when for any of you who've served in the military or work at a mine or a timber mill or an industrial location, you know how they have the big sign, 395 days since our last safety incident, right? Or 34 days since our last safety incident. This sign says 0 days since last once-in-a-lifetime historical event. And so I joked about how that sign keeps resetting every week, if not daily. It's just so crazy what all is going on right now. Anyway, let's get into your phone calls, 406-294-0970. We've got Mike in Big Timber next up. Mike, great to hear from you.
Thank you, Aaron. Did you get Democrats steal another election?
They're rigging their own elections now. Who was it that said
yeah.
that?
Yes. The people voted in a primary, and now their vote means nothing. So much for their democracy. And then the political knives came out, including the Hollywood knives. They came out, and the top Democrats said to Biden, go on, time for you to get out. And now they push Kamala Harris in, who is totally unqualified, disregarding the Democrat voters in the primary, and they stole another election. And if I'm not mistaken, Aaron, didn't Harris get about zero delegates in the primary back when she challenged Joe Biden?
Yeah, she has failed to ever get one actual delegate, one actual vote on the national stage, and yet they're just gonna shuffle her right in there.
Have you noticed the narrative now? Biden was such a patriot. Remember the call you had yesterday? I think it was Jim that he's a hero.
Liberal
now,
Jim,
you know, he's a patriot for stepping down. And of course, Jim compared him to George Washington. You know, Aaron, I believe, and I firmly believe this, if Xi Jinping was on the Democrat ticket, the Democrats would vote for this guy.
Yeah, this whole idea that, oh, Joe Biden, this is the fake talking points they're putting out there. I mean, Joe Biden went into hiding. This whole cough, cough, COVID test, everybody saw that for what it was. He went into hiding. He was pissed off. He saw the writing on the wall. They were forcing him out. The palace coup was successful. His name literally got taken off the door to the campaign headquarters. Her name's up there instead now. And he's been crying over his ice cream cone for how many days now? And, oh, but no, he's this man who put country ahead of self. I mean, Joe Concha just totally laid that out. He's been kicking and screaming the entire way, and now they're giving us this? This is their solution?
Right. And remember, too, Aaron, if you try to criticize this woman, they're going to come after you for being a racist, a sexist, or whatever kind of if they want to put a label on you.
Oh, of course.
This is going to be a tough fight. I really believe so.
I think so, too. I think so, because we see if it was a fair fight, there would be no fight at all. But we've seen that they do not play fair. Lie,
right.
Cheat, and steal. And the fake news media narrative, as you laid out, Mike, is already being seen in real time. Mike, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. And if you didn't see it, Jason Meister, I don't know who Jason Meister is, but I saw this one via X. Jason Meister said this with a tweet sent out. God, this was 2 days ago now. If we just oust Joe Biden, disenfranchise millions of voters, imprison Donald Trump, abuse the FISA court, weaponize the justice system, rig primaries, remove names from ballots, raid the private residence of a former president with deadly force, shut off surveillance cameras, fabricate evidence, gag, censor, eliminate the Electoral College, expand the Supreme Court, ban voter ID, deny Secret Service resources, flood the country with tens of millions of illegals, we could save democracy. It just points out the absurdity of all of this, the complete absurdity of all of this. And who is their candidate? Who is their candidate? Here you go. Sean Hannity laid it out last night.
Let's take it from our own words. Let's do it that way. Here's Kamala.
So again, back to the United States Congress. Here's my point. If they fail to act as President of the United States, I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal.
We have to have a secure border, but I am in favor of saying that we're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals. That's correct. That is correct.
Will you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking your first day in office, adding the United States to the list of countries who have banned this devastating practice?
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
But would you support changing the dietary guidelines?
Yes.
You know, the food pyramid. But people
Yes.
To reduce red meat specifically.
Yes, I would.
And plastic straws are a big thing right now.
Yeah.
Do you ban plastic straws?
I think we should. Yes.
Now, if Kamala gets her way, you will no longer get to enjoy private health insurance or gas-powered vehicles or plastic straws. I don't know about you. I hate the paper straws. It'll ruin any drink.
All right. And then, of course, the list goes on. Tim in Billings, your thoughts. Thanks for the call.
Morning, Aaron. Is Joe Biden alive? I heard Brett Baer is even questioning this. And he, you know, he is, he's about as straight-laced as they come. He's not crazy like me and thinks, you know, there's all sorts of alternate possibilities. But, you know, I've seen so many times over the social media in the last 2 years how people are warning about AI software that can clone people's voices, and they use this to sucker money out of people. What, you telling me that a guy that's got an entire 50-year history of speaking poorly at best in public, you know, that they couldn't clone his voice and put something together for a recording?
Well,
I think we need to see.
That's why they wouldn't release the audio tapes. They didn't want to release the audio tapes from his interview with the special counsel because they were worried that somebody might clone his voice. And now Kamala Harris just slipped up and said, Joe, it's so good to hear you on the call.
Right.
And everybody's like, where is this guy? Why is there no video? Why is there anything? Is he even alive? I mean, and you're right. When even Brett Baer is sitting back at the Yellowstone Club, sipping wine and eating cheese, saying, "What the hell is going on here?"
Right, exactly. But I tell you, the GOP's best tool they could use to combat Kamala as a candidate, just play that Democrat presidential campaign or debate from 2 years ago, where Tulsi Gabbard absolutely destroys her with her own record.
Oh, yeah.
Just holds her feet to the fire. They just need to play that clip over and over, talking about
for Pete's sake. I had that clip yesterday, and I forgot to play the stinking thing, but that's all right. There's still time. So, Tim, thanks for the reminder. Thanks for the reminder. Thanks for the call. I got to hit the hard break. We got Tim and Savage coming up after this.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Fox News commentary.
Did AOC hint at how the rest of her party really feels about Kamala Harris? I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
In one of her Instagram live sessions late last week, squad member and New York rep AOC hinted at a truth many in her party won't acknowledge out loud. In a rambling diatribe broadcasted to her millions of followers, AOC reaffirmed her support for Joe Biden, which is a moot point now, criticized Democrats who worked behind the scenes to oust him, and warned of the chaos that would ensue if Joe was pushed off the ticket. Well, it happened. But here was the juiciest part of her rant. She said, and I quote, "I'm here to tell you that a huge amount of the donor class and these elites who are pushing for the president not to be the nominee also do not want to see the VP be the nominee." And there it is. Further proof that VP Kamala Harris does not have the full or even half-hearted support within her own party. I've been saying it for years now. Joe won't be the nominee, and he isn't, and Kamala won't either. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show Tommy Lahren is Fearless at Outkick.com.
Hey, have you guys ever been to one of these indoor golf simulators? It's like there's usually a restaurant and a bar, and then these golf simulators, you can bring your own clubs, play around a golf. golf all indoors. Well, coming up this Thursday, we're going to be broadcasting live from Kalispell in advance of the Governor's Cup golf tournament put on by the Montana Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to be broadcasting from the Clubhouse Lounge in Kalispell. They've got an indoor golf simulator. It's going to be a very cool show. That's coming up.
Visit one of over 700 locations today.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Saving you money, I'm Hilary Barsky. Many people feel like they're barely making ends meet. In a recent study of U.S. workers, nearly half of respondents said they had less than $1,000 in savings, and 75% said they consider themselves to be living paycheck to paycheck. However, there are some small ways to save on a tight budget, and there are apps that can help you with the process. There are budgeting apps like Rocket Money, which can help you with everything from spending analysis and budgeting tools to bill negotiation and subscription cancellation services. The app is free, but some features cost money, and you'll need to sign up for a premium membership to unlock everything. And apps like Acorn and Chime are all-in-one financial platforms that have roundup features, so you can link your debit card, checking account, or credit card to the platform, and whenever you make a purchase, the company rounds up the amount to the next full dollar and deposits the extra change to your savings account. Manny Arsky, Fox News.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, let me get to Tim and Savage here in 1 minute. I do want to play that soundbite that Tim and Billings was talking about. Let's see. Harrison Crank via X shared this and says, "This is how Tulsi Gabbard crushed the presidential campaign of Kamala Harris back in 2020.
I want to bring the conversation back to the broken criminal justice system that is disproportionately negatively impacting Black and brown people all across this country today. Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
There you go. That was from 2020. Tim and Savage, great to hear from you.
Hey, man, I'm still laughing at Tim from Billings there. Yeah. Yeah, Brett Barry, he's straight laced. He's not crazy like me. But I tell you, when I went to bed last night, I told my wife, I said, you know, we may have a different president when we wake up tomorrow. And I sent you a text about it. I said, you know, this is starting to feel like Dave, you know, the Kevin Klein movie. They swap out the president, they can do it with AI. Now, I'm just desperately grabbing for new conspiracies because all of the others have been proven true. So I don't know, maybe.
Well, that's the thing. Where is he? I mean,
where is he?
If
yeah.
he's this magnanimous, I'm doing what's best for the country, then where is he? Why is he in hiding? I think he's either too angry, or maybe these reports about some sort of medical emergency are accurate. I mean, I saw the video of him trying to get into the limousine. Where was that, in Nevada? And why did that take so long? So, it's crazy.
Makes you wonder. And I was watching something yesterday. I saw a CBS News report, a poll that they did, and at 59% of the Democrats that they interviewed said that they just wanted the party to select somebody rather than an open primary. And immediately I heard your voice in my head, democracy! It's like, this is the party of democracy that they just flat out say 60%, 6 out of 10, yeah, we'll just let the elites decide for us. We don't want any say in who you're going to pick as new president.
Yeah. All in the name of democracy. It's just crazy. You know, the other thing I was going to say from what Tim and Billings was talking about is it's like, You know, once, you know, have you ever noticed how every time they accuse us of doing something or they accuse Trump of doing something, we come to find out that they themselves actually did it and are doing it? You know, what were they lecturing the country about? Oh, these are just cheap fakes videos of Joe Biden. He's not struggling. He's not having a rough go of it. Those are cheap fakes videos. Oh, you can't use the audio from the special counsel interview because it might be AI. Somebody could steal his voice and turn it into an AI voice. That's why people wonder, did they just do with this recall yesterday what they have accused other people of wanting to do?
Well, it just feels so Orwellian. You know, don't believe your eyes, don't believe your ears. We'll let you know what you are to believe. And Kamala has always been the heir apparent, and Biden has always been planning on stepping aside. No, he wasn't forced out. You know, they'll spin it so that it was, this is the way it has always been. And I'm sorry that you just are too dumb to understand that this is really, this is reality. It's gotten to the point where I look at these national polls too. I don't even understand how Biden is, or Harris, or whoever the pick is going to be, is polling above 5%.
Yeah.
How are they anywhere close to the middle of the pack with that? It's just, it makes no sense at all.
There's a whole lot of crazy people in this country. Hey, did you ever watch Friends, Tim?
I did not.
Okay. I figured not.
I heard the cackling earlier.
Yeah, but, well, if you did, you'd hear Janice as well.